Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Joanna here. Joanna is engaged. And Joanna's wedding is planned for when?
It's for Memorial Day of next year.
You look stressed out today, dude. You really do. You all right?
I don't have makeup on again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You look like crap. You feel okay?
I didn't say you look like crap. I just said you looked a little stressed today.
No, I think
I was
am.
Feeling this fine, Bert. Thanks.
This conversation, I think, is stressful.
It does. And it always, I get so anxious talking about it because a part of me, I feel like a brat. When I tell you the things that it stressed me out, because I feel like, you know, not everybody gets to have a wedding.
But isn't that what a wedding's all about? Being bratty? Like, wedding's supposed to be day. For the bride,
it's
right? Supposed
to, it's one of the times you're allowed to be selfish.
This 4-year engagement, you're allowed to be selfish for the next 4
That's
years.
That's why you're making it happen so long.
You guys are just not figuring that out. I'm trying to stretch out the me time as long as possible.
Like, I will be in the spotlight forever!
You know what could happen here? Stacey could listen to that. This conversation start to feel stressed for Joanna and just push her no smoking date back to Joanna's wedding day.
Yeah, let's not suggest that. So is it every day a different stress? Or
no.
I mean, I think most soon-to-be brides would probably say the same thing, that they went into it a little naive, this big dream, and then when you get down to the realities of it, each and every day you sort of realize it's not what you thought it was going to be.
I think that's what happened, is that when you're little, you imagine that it's going to be a certain way. You imagine the big wedding and everything. And I always thought, oh, I want a big wedding. I want to have 200 plus guests there. And I want to have it in a beautiful location. And then you start to realize, well, financially, my family can't really help me. So Jason and I have to pay for this. And I can barely support myself. So how am I going to, you know, say for a wedding? So the burden then falls on Jason, and then he's going to school, so the money he has saved is going to pay his bills when he's in school and not working for 2 years. So then we realize, how are we going to pay for this lavish wedding that I've been dreaming up in my head? Do we really want to put ourselves into $20,000 worth of debt just for this one day? And I get upset because I think the one thing that I'm scared of giving up is that dream. And I'm like, that is so stupid. Like, what's the big deal? Who cares if I go get married on the beach somewhere? Like, just us.
I think a lot of brides feel the way you do, because you do sort of have it, you know, this dreamy fairy tale in your mind. And the reality of planning a wedding is very different from mm-hmm. that. Very, very different. And even brides who do have help from their families have to sit down and really, I mean, You don't want to think about your wedding has to do with money. Mm-hmm. It's about love.
Well, when you're 5 years old, you don't know about the bills that come with that idea.
I'm going to ride in on a horse. I don't know what it costs to rent a horse, but I'm going to ride in on one.
Guess what? The wedding industry knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And they will overcharge you for everything they possibly can, because they know it's connected to your love and your childhood dreams and everything else. So if you can't afford that bouquet of flowers, they say, sorry, it's going to be $500 for mm-hmm. this to, for you to walk down the aisle.
Well, isn't it supply and demand, though? Aren't there so many florists that provide flowers for weddings that they can't take advantage of you that way?
No.
Not really.
No. It's like collusion.
All yes. expensive. I mean, and because they know, like, if they sit down with Joanna, she'll start crying and somebody will cough up the bill. Like, somebody like, in her life will go, oh, no, don't cry, don't cry. Your day is going to be perfect for you. We'll sign the check.
And unfortunately, that is Jason's his downfall, is that when I start to tear up, that's when he's like, no, I don't want you to cry. So I don't want to put the burden on him mm-hmm. to be the financial provider in our wedding. Mm-hmm. So I have, honest to God, told him time and time again, I just want to get married to you. I just want to marry you. Like, I don't care where we get married at this point. let's go to the Dominican. Let's go get married on the beach, just us. But then there's the, his mom would be upset if we didn't get married in a church. And then, you know, you always dream of your father walking you down the aisle. So,
But you've got a year to get on the pole. Like, you can earn
they
whatever you want.
A lot of money at Alluvia.
Yeah.
Hey, Jen, they've got great food.
And you know what? If you work the right shift, you can just tell us you're a cocktail waitress. And that's
cool. Yeah.
Here is that.
Hostess.
I mean, you did work at Hooters for a time. I mean, how far away from the whole thing are you, really?
That's just the minor leagues for a cheetah.
One is a chicken wing, the other one's a pole.
Oh,
pay for that wedding $5 at a time,
honey. Keep talking over there.
Here, Katie can relate. Katie can relate to what you're saying here. Hey, Katie.
Hey, you guys. Joey and I wanted to give you some advice. I'm going through the exact same thing. My fiance and I were paying for our wedding ourselves, and we're, you know, trying to push it out till next May to save as much as we can. I've been to so many weddings where my friends went into debt, which is the worst possible way to go into marriage because it's only going to cause problems. Go to the beach. That's what we're doing. Just have your intimate friends and family and just make it special because that's what you're going to remember is just having those people there with you. Going into debt for a wedding is the most horrible choice that you could ever make.
Is there some kind of happy medium somewhere where you can still have your folks there, he can have his parents there also, but you're also doing it cheaply at a destination wedding like in Conyers?
Well, I think that, you know, my biggest thing, yes, there could be a medium. There could be just his family and my family. However, I want, and I know that everyone says, like, you shouldn't care. I want to make his mom happy, and I want to get married in a church. And we've already put a deposit on the church. Not that we couldn't get it back, but we've already put deposit
God's
on a church. So I'm trying to think, okay, maybe we could just do the church thing. And then have a reception some other time, at another time when we're making more money.
Mm-hmm.
And we can afford to, you know, fork over $100 a person, because that seems to be the average in St. Augustine, Florida. So, you know.
Why in St. Augustine?
Because that's where all the a-holes live that charge $100 a person at a wedding.
Yeah, but there's places here, I mean, they charge a lot more than that, too.
They
like
do.
That, actually, when you said that, I'm like, oh, that sounds actually fairly affordable.
not when you're not making anything.
I know, but seriously, I mean, it's expensive.
It is. And it's just, I just feel like I need to let go of that dream. I need to just grow up, let go of that, and realize it's going to be okay. Like,
if you keep that attitude for the rest of your marriage, that is exactly where you want to be right there. That is exactly where you want to be.
Well, I do think it's a good learning lesson, you know, for you guys to struggle with this now before you get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about money and all that stuff.
Can you give her some Burt's Big Adventure money? Like,
hey,
you just got like $27,000 from Jersey Mike's, right?
Hey, Paul, good morning.
We could do a Joanna and Jason sandwich.
The number four? And all the money goes
and
to them.
And like a dollar per sandwich goes to their wedding.
Oh.
But,
oh, I was like,
I,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, ew.
I could take a whole different turn on the show.
How about a Joanna and Melissa sandwich? Hey.
Paul, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
We all know you want me, Jeff. Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, Paul.
Morning.
Hey.
My fiance and I are getting married in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's getting down to crunch time and everything's coming down on us. And everything that she wanted, is it working out exactly right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that pressure when she starts getting upset about this thing and that thing. You know, I just want to get married. I really don't care where or why, how it looks. I mean, I want it to be nice, but the details don't matter that much to me. But everything is getting her upset because it's not how she always pictured it. And I'm having trouble dealing with trying to financially handle making her happy. I mean, she gets it, but it's still making her upset.
Sure, and as the dude, all you want to do is fix things, man. I mean, that's our instinct is to try to fix it. And you, in a case like this, you don't have the cash, you can't fix it.
And Joanna's fiance, to me, sounds like the man who wants to be the provider.
Yeah, absolutely. He wants to. He just wants.
That's important to him.
He just wants to make me happy, and I am happy. I'm so excited to be marrying him, and I just want to marry him, and I don't want to put us in financial trouble. I just tomorrow, I don't care if we, I said to him, I was like, let's go get married at a justice of the peace. Like, I don't care. It's just about making his side of the family happy. At this point, to be honest with you, it's like, I feel so silly about it.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. You're
he
on.
He supports you. He'll support you at the cheetah or stroker.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Listen, I'll tell you what. We have the same situation. And not only that, we had family members that lived out of state. So we did our own thing and had 10 or 15 people there that we really loved. And then our parents decided that because we didn't have the type of wedding that we wanted, they each planned a reception for us with their friends and family, you know, from each side of the family. And we ended up with great experience all the way around. I mean, that was treasured moments that I thought I was going to miss out on, and it turned out to be great. So, you know, you try and end up pleasing everybody, but the only people you need to please is yourself.
Now, I used to say the same thing, but the truth is, I mean, the reality of it is, you know, you want to say, like, look, this is 24 hours. I'm allowed to be selfish, do what I want. Doesn't really work out that way. It sounds really great on paper, but it's not true.
Well, if it ends up being his mom that you're trying to please, I mean, there's a part of me that, you know, I fault her a little bit because she obviously knows that y'all are paying for this yourselves. Mm-hmm. So if she wants something lavish, then she should flip the bill for it. I mean, like, because I can see where parents of the bride end up, I can see the pressure between the bride and the parents because they're talking about the details of the wedding, and it ends up, well, the parents are paying for it, so that's why they want their family and their business partners and their, you know, all these people to come. Mm-hmm. I can see the conflict there. Mm-hmm. But since y'all can't afford it, and if there's an expectation there, then you know what? Guess
maybe
what? If you want
to...
it, then you got to provide it for me, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I wish it was that easy, but neither one of our families can financially help. So that's why I'm like, okay, so let's really evaluate where we want to be. Because remember, you're going to school for 2 years and you won't be working. So do we need to spend $15,000, $20,000? Probably not.
No.
How's your mom looking? Can she do like a mother-daughter show?
Jeff won't let it go. Would you just show him your boobs?
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Courtney. You're on The Burt Show. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you, Courtney?
I'm good. I have a question for Brandon.
What's up?
Why is it that you don't date black women?
Oh, here we go.
Out of curiosity.
I knew this was coming up.
Honestly, I don't know. I have many black friends that are women. I honestly don't know. Just never progressed that far.
Well, and you're 25?
I'm 22. I'll be 22.
But I'm curious, why there must be some reason why you haven't dated a black woman.
I guess all of the black women that I know have they have attitudes. I guess it's just the black women I hang around with, and I'm somebody who doesn't deal well with attitudes.
What kind of attitude are you talking about?
We call it the snappy finger attitude in a group of friends. Like, you know, the, oh no, you didn't, snap your finger, wag your head attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deal well with attitudes very well, so it's just, I'm cool friends with them and all that, but it's just never progressed past that.
Out of all the black women out there, you know, it's only a select few that are like that.
Brandon's a kind of a shy dude, he's intimidated easily, so I could see if he's had an experience like that.
So white women are more, what,
again,
passive?
I only went to school, with mostly white people. Where I grew up, I went to a special school.
I believe that.
Yeah, you know. I rode a short bus. Had to wear a helmet occasionally. But no.
So let me ask you. I went to a predominantly white high school as well. And then I turned around and I went to a black college. What college did you go to?
I go to Kennesaw.
Okay.
What was that condescending? Okay, what was that?
No. It's not like Morehouse or something like that.
I'm not a Morehouse man.
Really quite interesting that, I mean, you know, he's African-American, and he has no interest in black women at all.
You're offended by this?
Not really. I just find it interesting. I mean, you know, I just find it interesting.
She's trying not to scare him off because she's about to get snappy fingers. She's like, hold on, I don't want to get hung up on, so I'm going to be very methodical as I choose my words, and I find the Kennesaw. If you're not a Morehouse man, you can be a Kennesaw kid. That's okay.
She's having to sit on her hands. Uh-huh. No.
Courtney, surely this isn't the first time you've ever heard of a black man not dating within his own rights.
No, I mean, I've never quite understood why, though. What was the reason behind all of that? So,
sounds like it's just an attitude thing.
Yeah, it's just I have been attracted to black women. It's not I would date one if I met the right girl. It's not about looks for me. It's not about skin color or anything like that. It's just in my life, I've only gone out with white women.
I find that interesting because I think that your personality would probably need an aggressive woman.
Yeah, right.
You know,
what's that supposed to mean?
Because you're shy.
You're shy.
Which is okay.
Yeah. I didn't tell you what to do.
That's all right.
Boy, get over here.
A woman to come up to you at a bar.
Yeah.
I always get so, when I'm out with Dolvette, if we're around a group of women and Dolvette will move to the side and go somewhere else, you know, like a white woman will come up to me and say, oh, he's a good looking guy, but I just don't date black guys. And I say, well, why not? And they never have a reason why.
Yeah, that's been my experience in life too.
Dude, that's offensive to me though. Like, and I'm white. And I'm like, well, why? I don't know. I just, it's just not my thing. Well, how do you know if you, I don't know.
So that's her point with Brandon is like he won't date black girls. So she's
well,
asking
it's not
why.
Saying I won't. It's just I haven't. It's just, it's never progressed to that with any girl, black girl that I've known.
It would be more of an issue if Brandon were a player and dated lots of girls.
Yeah.
Then it would be more of something to discuss. But I mean, it's, you can count on one hand, right?
Yeah, it's really more accurate to say you don't date any girls rather than just
black.
Basically,
yeah. You can count on one hand, you can count on one thumb.
I don't discriminate, I just don't date any girls.
Yeah. It's all right, Brandon. Don't let him
do it. Don't let him give you a hard time.
I mean, we can still go outside and I can beat you with a baton, like, well, from Friday.
Because there's plenty of shy guys out there, so, I mean, you know. I don't want to give you too hard of a time.
Truth be told, at least I know how to change a tire. Jeff was hanging out in his car. I came up trying to change a tire.
Jeff, do you have white walls? Because you won't change a black tire.
Hey, Wendy, do you know what white walls are?
No. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, I'm just saying, the caller, I want to defend Brandon because the caller that he just spoke with, it's not like she's attacking him, but I want to say it's kind of cool for a black guy not to date a white woman because I haven't dated a white woman. I'm 24 years old, and I've never dated a black woman.
Okay.
And for what reason?
And that's cool?
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's not really a race thing. It's just I haven't found any black woman. I haven't found any black woman that I was interested in, like, ever. I went to St. Pius High School. I went to private school all my life. I go to Southern Poly now, and it's just, I don't meet a lot of black women that I'm mentally attracted to.
Is it what you grow up with? I mean, it's
what you grow up with and who you're around.
Okay.
I have tons of black friends.
I have tons of
black female friends.
I'd love to hear from a white guy who says I only date black women. You know? That a white guy says, you know what, I refuse to date.
That actually
a
novelty that we see, like, in my group of friends, like, we find it odd every time we see a white guy with a black girl.
Really?
Yeah, it really is.
A novelty.
Yeah. It's like a novelty. Oh, it's like, man. Oh, wow. It's like, that's refreshing.
Your words are so difficult on a regular level, but so beautiful on a radio level.
I dated a black girl before I met Stacey.
Yeah, see, it's like a novelty.
Was she a novelty?
It's a cute thing.
Like
cute
a thing you would pick out of a drawer at the dental office?
No,
for
I think
that
probably was the thing that she chose.
The Bird Show.
So I was... this happened a while ago when I was coming home from Arizona. It was like a month ago. It was right after Jessica's birthday, so it was just over a month ago. And for some reason, I've been randomly thinking about this person, but it was a conversation that started with, how are you? Mm-hmm. And one follow-up, and apparently he was, well, not apparently, because he told me, he was in Arizona on personal business and related to his sister and his sister's divorce and custody kids and drug use, and he told me all about it because I just happened to be in the right place at the right time when he gave me a how are you?
You don't really expect life story. You expect I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. How are you?
And some people are plain talkers like that.
Well, I don't think I honestly think it was just a situation like, where he may have been dealing with it, but haven't been able to like report it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
you were just the first.
Yeah. And I'll give you a hint. The how are you when the response is I've been better. If you really if you want there to be silence, you should say, oh, that's too bad. And then turn and put your iPod on.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Good luck. Hope this flight's better. Hope you don't crash. Ha ha. Then put your iPod on and be done with it. As opposed to, oh, really? Tough weekend? Because then that could easily go into the sentence, oh, yeah, man, my wife and her husband are splitting up and they're both addicted to drugs, so we're trying to sort out the custody of the kids. And I'm like, really?
Random dude.
Yep.
Never met this guy before.
That's
really?
That's heavy.
What
oh, wow.
What kind of drugs? And then... it just, I don't know why I kept asking questions, but the guy was like barfing up just data about really super personal things. And I couldn't even tell you his first name. I know he was wow. connecting through Atlanta. He doesn't live in Atlanta, but he was connecting through here going into somewhere in Florida. But it was how long his sister's been on drugs, how she got her husband on drugs, how they have
wow.
three kids. The kids got to go, or two kids. The kids have to go to different places because they had just gotten arrested. And...
You just needed somebody to talk
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you just happened to be the first one.
And I don't know why I continued to ask questions, but it was almost like a weird like sensing that there was that he needed to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
was,
came to the wrong guy because you're as private as it gets. So and, for you to hear this, well, yeah. actually, you'll hear it. You just wouldn't say it.
Yeah, I wasn't talking. I'm like, cool. Yeah. So he's just letting the whole thing out. And it all just started with a... either, depending on what side you want to look at it, either really poorly timed, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Or really well timed, how are you doing? Because who knows what, you know, like if he was just sitting there that whole time,
mm-hmm.
he could have been stewing or something in the mm-hmm. in the thing. But it's, and I remember it happened to somebody else in this room because when we talked about it before.
It's happened to me one time before where I sat down next to somebody and it was actually on a bus. And, you know, it was just like, oh, so, you know, where are you from? And where are you from turned into. You know, his, you know, ex-wife was committing suicide
wow.
and he was taking the care of the kids and this and that and the other thing. And it was literally somebody I had met for maybe a 5-minute meeting at one point. And then like this was like the second time I'd actually had a conversation with this person.
Uh-huh.
And it was like all of a sudden like whole life story in 10 minutes. And I was going, wow, like I haven't even had a cup of coffee yet. Like, oh,
I don't know
geez.
You. Here is Sissy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey guys,
hey.
I work for one of the airlines here in Atlanta, the big one,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a flight attendant, but I just want to let you know that it's funny, even as flight attendants, but just people tell you everything on the airplane because you know that you're not, it's
right.
not going to go anywhere. You're probably never going to see these people
mm-hmm.
again, so it's
mm-hmm.
easy to open up.
I think that there are some industries that breed that kind of thing more than others. Like if you're a hairstylist, I've heard people giving up stuff in the chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you're a hairstylist,
oh, yeah.
man, they know everything.
It's like a safety zone for some reason.
If you're a bartender,
yep.
if you're in a bar and you're talking to your friend about something that's going on in your personal life, they'll hear everything. But if your friend hasn't arrived there yet,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, the guy that's pouring you drinks is like your psychologist.
I bet like a cab driver probably has heard
yes.
like a whole
especially
story
from the drunk people.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's safe that you're never going to see him ever again,
yep.
why not unload on him?
Right.
Hey, The Bert Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Hey, Trace.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Poor little Trace was out yesterday with her migraine.
Yeah, you know what? I used to get them all the time before I had a baby, but now afterwards, I don't know. My hormones, I guess, are in high gear, so I get them more consistently, but I'm better
yeah,
today.
Neat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Body
so where
chemistry
you have to,
changes.
Like, completely shut down and close the windows and black
uh-huh.
everything out.
Exactly.
Oh.
I used to work with a dude in Dallas. I think I told you about this guy. He used to have to do the show with all the lights off. And
mm-hmm.
then when we were done talking, he'd go into a dark room by himself and just sit there until it was time to come back on the air and start talking again.
Poor thing.
A little like one of the regular guys.
Yeah, I had a college roommate that if I walked into the dorm room
yeah.
and saw everything off, I knew to be very quiet when I was in there.
Really bad.
Yeah. Did you have it on Mother's Day?
It started to come on Saturday. And
oh.
then on Mother's Day, I was kind of fighting it on and off. And then it wasn't till... It wasn't till Sunday night that it actually kicked in.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I brought you down here, is to ask you how your Mother's Day was.
It was good. It was kind of a Mother's Day weekend because, you know, we split things between Saturday and Sunday. We had a birthday party to go to for Scott's niece on Sunday.
On Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You can't do that.
You can't be born on Mother's Day. Unless you're a mom.
She wasn't born on Mother's Day.
She wasn't born on Mother's Day, but that's just the day that worked for everybody for the birthday party.
That worked for you as a mother?
Well, I can't complain because I just realized that we planned Ella's birthday party for Father's Day.
Okay. Sweet revenge.
So, yeah, it worked perfectly. But it was really good. Saturday, since we had to get up early for the party on Sunday, Scott got up early on Saturday and made me took Ella to the grocery store, made me breakfast, brought me flowers and all that stuff and some gifts.
Cute.
So that was fun. And then I got to do whatever I wanted on Saturday, which was basically nothing because I never get to do nothing.
It's like being at work.
Yeah.
Right.
For who?
For Tracy? All of us, isn't it?
It's Mother's Day every day for Jeff, isn't it?
Jeff is the mother of the Bird Show.
So we just went to the farmer's market on Saturday, and I just hung out. And then on Sunday, we did the birthday party and then visited my mom.
Cool.
So it was really nice.
It is really convenient when your kids are this age and you can move around that birthday. It really is. It's very, very nice. It's convenient.
Put it whenever you want it.
Hollis's is going to be celebrated a week after his birthday. You won't know it, man. He's 3 years old. He has no idea.
And Hayden's, you move around by like 6 months or something.
Oh, we haven't celebrated his in 4 years.
It's like leap year.
We'll tell him when he's like 12 years old. We'll just celebrate all of them at one time. All right, these were the mothers that didn't have such a great Mother's Day right here. We set up this vent line yesterday at the last minute because we realized early in the morning that moms were upset. And the email I got yesterday from moms that were so upset at husbands that didn't honor their wives that are also moms with the excuse, "You're not my mother. Why would I give you anything?"
That's the laziest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Selfish and rude and lazy.
Mothers were so upset.
Yes. I bet.
Well, and it's like we said yesterday, this is what you're going to make a stand on. You know, this is where you choose your battles, guys. And if you honestly are digging in on the fact that she's not your physical mom, then that's just, I mean, you're not having sex all the rest of the month. Knew that, right?
Because it just reeks that you don't appreciate your wife as a mother. You don't know what she's doing.
Right.
You just don't appreciate it. So, I got a bunch of emails about that yesterday. But here are some of the Atlanta moms really upset by Sunday and Mother's Day weekend.
I'm not frustrated with a partner, but actually I am. It was Mother's Day. He never does a thing. He controls everything, money and all. And three kids and still hadn't done anything. So I'm on strike, and I've already been on strike for a week now because he's sorry. So anyway, thank you very much. Mm. And I hope there's not others that have sorry mates.
Sorry mates,
she says.
That's like a product. There's something you put in your coffee.
Like, was she going on mommy strike or was she just going on, I'm not giving them any good stuff strike?
Probably both.
That's what it sounded
like. It sounded like she did say strike. There's something around the house she's not doing.
That's like, that's major. You know, like, when there are two countries that aren't getting along real well, first there's like the embargo, you know. The sexual embargo is very, very, that's a strong message to send right there. Very powerful.
And I was just thinking also with Mother's Day, it's almost like with women, we're very, you know, social, like communal. So we're talking about everything that goes on. So it's kind of like why weddings are so important and women feel wedding pressure. Well, Mother's Day is the same thing. As a mother, not only do you not want to feel appreciated in your home, you don't want to have to tell your friends that nobody did anything for you for Mother's Day, you know.
Because the other mommy friends are going to look at you weird.
Yeah.
End of message. Yes, I've been married for 13 years. I have three children, a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 5-year-old. My husband has never gotten me anything for Mother's Day.
No.
Hell, he's... Ooh. End of message.
Oh, was he walking in or something?
Yes. I'm glad that you guys have this because I'm here.
What happened on that last one?
It sounded like
somebody was walking in the door.
She was venting, and
the
husband probably walked in the door right there.
But then why back down? You're so mad. It's like, oh, never mind. Click.
If Stacey was doing that, she would have spoke up.
Yes.
She would have started yelling into the phone. Oh, and here he is now. The guy that didn't give me anything for Mother's Day, Bird Show.
Here, Bird, it's for you.
Hated as hell. I am one of five children. Only two acknowledged my mother with gifts and came and saw her, myself included. Two of the other siblings did call and acknowledge my mother on Mother's Day, but one was a selfish See you next Tuesday.
Oh,
I'm just so frustrated.
She's talking about one of her own
sister.
Her own
siblings.
Sister.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, my mother's not in very good health, and the least the little selfish could have done was to acknowledge my mother. She has done everything for her, but she's up her mother-in-law's butt because she's wanting in her will because she's extremely wealthy. Mm. I'm glad that you guys have this line because I'm beyond livid with her. And if I say all this stuff to her, it's going to start a all-out family war. But she is a selfish, self-centered, hateful bitty, and I hope that her two sons do this to her. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. Oh, that's been boiling.
Bitty. I love the end of it. And thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's been bubbling for a while
yes.
now.
Oh, yes.
Holy
cow. Yes, my Mother's Day started on Saturday with my husband picking out a Mother's Day card with my son while I was at the card store with them. and then Sunday, I got a card, and that was it. And we argued, and we end of message.
And she that's too? How it ended.
Weird.
She too just that's ended, like somebody walked in the room.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. My Mother's Day was great because I had to teach my 2-year-old to say Happy Mother's Day to me because I don't have other kids, and I don't have a husband who can forget to do things for me. So I would kill for that. So you guys who think you have it so bad, you might not after all.
Okay.
End of message.
This is
just calling
into
up to school the rest of y'all. Yeah.
Terrific bit.
Damn.
I just wanted to say that as women get older and have kids of our own, it would be really nice if our mothers would remember we're mothers too. Oh. I spent my entire day doing everything my mother wanted, and then I had to go home and cut the grass. So much for my own Mother's Day. Thanks.
End of message. Was her mom going to cut the grass?
What's that?
Was her mom going to cut the grass for her?
I don't know.
She was like mad at her mom for doing stuff for her mom for Mother's Day and said, I had to go home and cut the grass. Well, what did she want her mother to do?
That sounded like she was venting
grass?
All the way around, like the husband was supposed to cut the grass and didn't.
Yeah, she
was complaining about
that. She was doing
that.
Everything all day long. Nobody did anything for her.
Birth control.
That's interesting, though, take on it, though. I've never heard a mom complain about her mom. Not
right.
celebrating their daughter right. as yeah. a mother, also.
My Mother's Day was horrible. Mm-hmm. I have 3 children living at home. All over the age of 20, didn't get anything.
Oh, no.
Not even a high.
End of message.
Oh, my God. For Mother's Day, my very, very first Mother's Day, I get a $20 bill that says Happy's Mother's Day on it. I am so freaking mad that I got a $20 bill. Not a card, not nothing. My
$20
very first
bill.
Mother's Day. This is crap.
She got a $20 bill.
So he
that
just
said
wrote
Happy Mother's Day
on a bill and handed it to her?
It's yes. a good trick. That saves you the, $3 for the little bill holder.
That's jacked up.
I can't think of anything less romantic than that.
And she has to go spend that. She has to hand that to someone.
The only thing less romantic is if it was thrown at her. Here you go.
It's just laying there.
That's like something your grandparents do to you when you're like 4 years old and they give you a dollar bill.
But at least it's on a card.
Jacked up.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too. Because where you get your information matters.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play. for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
We were just talking about kids and Mother's Day and stuff like that, and Jen is starting to feel a little pressure.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny. I went home over the weekend for Mother's Day and also for a family friend's wedding, and went with my boyfriend, and we had a really great time. So he got to spend some more time with my family. He'd already met them once and met my grandmother and all this kind of stuff. Hung out. My brother and his girlfriend were home. So everybody was back home in St. Pete for a big, fun weekend. So it was awesome, but I just started realizing that I am not getting marriage pressure. I am getting baby pressure. Like, my parents are so ready to be grandparents, mm-hmm. and they're not yet. And my mom has expressed it to me in ways before, like really heartfelt ways. We've had like heart-to-heart talks. Like, it's hard for her when like all of her friends are grandmothers now, and all of them are doting and showing pictures and sort of showing off about like all of her friends' grandkids, mm-hmm. and her friends mm-hmm. have like multiple grandkids. And then my parents went to my dad's 50th high school reunion mm-hmm. last weekend or weekend before. And she goes, Jennifer. Okay, that's when my mom's serious.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Jennifer, there are people there that are great grandparents. Okay. So like my dad's contemporaries, some are great grandparents at this point. So they not only have kids who mm-hmm. have kids, but they also have kids.
Right.
So they're just feeling left out of that whole part of it. And so I've been married before and since divorced, now in a new relationship, and I don't even think they care if I get married again.
Really?
They just want babies. They are like, get over. I mean, who cares? My mom's like, could you just go elope really quick and just start having babies now?
Didn't you catch them when you were sleeping around before Superman poking holes in the condoms you keep in your purse?
They do. Yeah, all the time. Yeah, my mom was just rooting through.
And not even with like
needle
a
needle and thread.
Not even a needle. She was using a hole punch.
Stop
She's
it.
Like, click.
Jeffrey.
If you called your mom today and told her that you were pregnant, she would be equally as excited as if you said you were engaged?
More excited.
Really?
Even more excited.
Really?
Yes. Because if I told her I was engaged, she'd be like, okay, when's the wedding? Let's mm-hmm. hurry up and get that over with so we can get to the next stage.
Right. Yeah, let's get to
the
honeymoon.
She's already done that, right? She already planned a wedding. She, whatever. Now she wants grandkids. And
wow.
So the baby pressure is crazy. And it's really funny. Like, my brother is the one getting wedding pressure because he and his girlfriend have been together about 2 years. They're like perfect together. All this stuff. She's great. We love her. Want her to be my sister-in-law. All that. So he gets the wedding pressure. And like, they're just like skipping that part for me. Like, just hurry up and start reproducing now.
Yeah, the pressure never goes away. I've said this before, that when you're single, people pressure you to be dating. When mm-hmm. you're dating, you should be in a committed relationship. If you're in a committed relationship, people want you to be engaged. When you're engaged, your wedding can't get there fast enough. When you're married, they want you to have a kid. When you have the first kid, they want you to have a second kid. And then when you have the second kid, all of a sudden they start telling you to get a dog. So it never, social pressure never ever goes away, man.
I do feel bad about it, though, because I know my mom's going to be a great grandma, and she's going to be so good at it, is what I mean. She just really, really wants that. I think she feels really jealous of all of her friends that have grandkids.
Really?
And can dote on grandkids. Because I think you get to that stage in your life where you just want to spoil a kid rotten. Mm-hmm. Your own kids, you can't spoil rotten. You got to raise them right and this and teach them right and wrong and this and that and to be nice, disciplined little creatures. But with your grandkids, who cares?
Let them go.
Like, you
yeah.
go over the top and just spoil them totally rotten. And she's at that stage in her life. And so is my dad. They're ready for babies.
Right.
So when you get
totally.
Pregnant?
Well, I'm, you know, looking at the clock. No, I'm not. I mean,
no.
Oh, come on.
And this is not an announcement or anything like that.
No, so God, no. I just am getting baby pressure. Mm-hmm. It's weird, you know?
Without even being
somewhere
engaged.
In Florida, some woman's looking at the radio going, no, it's not a freaking announcement. I wish my horny daughter would just do it already. God, we know she likes it. Just get it on, woman.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.